Remember on last week's episode, we were talking about a grandpa taking his granddaughter out for coffee, and he asked her if she knew about President's Day. Well, the conversation went a little bit farther. And after a while into it, the granddaughter asked her grandpa, she says, "Grandpa, after 65 years, you still call grandma darling, beautiful, honey, baby. What's your secret?" Grandpa replied with, "Well, I forgot her name 5 years ago, and I'm afraid to ask her." Don't make grandma mad. Let's talk about that today.
I'm going to show you how to operate in a spirit.
This is Happy Life Studios.
This message is for you. This message is for you. This message is singular to you. It's not for anybody else. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand.
Hey, are you happy?
Now that's a great question.
Does your sun set high? Does your sun set high?
Welcome to Happy Life Studios.
What's up, Happy Lifer? Thanks for joining us today. I am so glad that you did. You're road tripping with Steve-O today. I'm down here in Southern California, and you're not going to believe this. It's snowing outside. That's right. I'm in Southern California, and it's snowing outside. I think maybe part of that might have been my problem, because every time I come down to Southern California, I like to bring the rain with me from Seattle, and then when I head back to Seattle, I take the sun from, you know, I just make a trade with Southern California. And so I think I overdid it this trip, because it's been raining like crazy, and it's been cold. But today, I'm right by the mountains in San Bernardino, kind of at the foothills area in Rialto, and it is snowing. I'm looking out the windows talking to you right now, and it is snowing today. It just feels like a lazy day. They're supposed to get like 7 inches. 7 inches in Southern California. I talked to another Happy Lifer yesterday, and they were up in Northern California in Redding, and they had just gotten 7 inches to kind of shut the city down. She said, they have like one snowplow in the city. You know, they're not used to snow down here. And so the place I'm staying, they're very excited about all the snow. And so I'm just sitting here looking at the snow, and in Southern California, that is absolutely crazy. So I thought this would be a great time to put out a podcast. So like I said, it's a lazy day. It's cold outside. It's snowing. You're not going to go anywhere. It's Saturday, and had a full week down here already. And I'm kind of looking forward to just a lazy day. So I got up really slow today, and I just started playing some games on my phone. And you know, anymore, when you play the games, unless you pay for them, you're going to have ads. And this ad popped up while I was playing this game called Word Cookies. By the way, it cracks me up that what they use to get you to, or try to get you to buy their game. I mean, there's a lot of manipulation that goes on in these games. And I don't know if people see it or not, but they use all sorts of manipulation or fear. I mean, I saw one the other day that this one was on my laptop while I was down here. And it talked about, oh, these are the signs of this disease, you know. And it showed a picture for that ad. You didn't have to click on the ad. It just showed a picture on the ad of... It was a cartoon of just a person's butt with a little puff of gas coming out of it. It was a fart, right? It was on this ad, it was nothing more than a cartoon butt with a fart coming out. And then it said something along the lines of signs of this deadly disease that you could have. So what it's intimating with that ad, before you even click it, and now they're trying to use manipulation. Clickbait, in my opinion, is like manipulation. They're trying to get you to click on that ad by using fear, or I wish they'd use humor to do it. They rarely ever use humor to get you to open up an ad, but they use manipulation, they use fear, all stuff like that. And this one here was, basically, it just cracked me up. my first thought was, and luckily it only lasted a second before I realized what they're trying to do here. What they're trying to do here is go, if you fart, you could have this disease. You better click on this ad. I mean, really, if you break it down, that's what it's getting to. I mean, I do not like manipulation. I'm a pretty agreeable person. I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter. I'm not big on conflict. I don't like to make people unhappy. Obviously, Happy Life Studios, right? And I'm not saying that fighters do, but a lot of people, sometimes I really admire, I get jealous of sometimes people who, they're not afraid of conflict, you know, and they're just going to tell you the truth, but they're not afraid of how you're going to reply back to them. Me, I'm more of a people pleaser. I don't want to create any, you know, like I said, I'm just agreeable, right? But when it comes to manipulation, no. No, if I sense someone is manipulating me, I can flip like that. It's really the only time when I can flip from being agreeable to you're not getting in. I'm not giving you any space in my life and my mind right now, because when a person is trying to manipulate you, they're not thinking about you. They make it look like they're thinking about you, but they're really only thinking about themselves. They're not thinking anything good about you. Manipulation, in my opinion, is one of the worst things. It's one of the most selfish things. When someone's trying to manipulate you to do something, I don't know where it came from with me anyway. But whenever that happens, I will not put up with that. I will move on. And that's what a lot of these ads are trying to do. They're trying to use manipulation to get you to buy their product. And I've been wanting to talk about this for a while just to, I'm sure that you see it when it happens. But for those that don't, man, if this ad is trying to manipulate you into buying that thing, then why would you want to buy that thing? Because they don't care about you. If the ad is all about they care about you, and this product is going to help you, that's different. I still have a hard time clicking on the ads. I don't even want them to know that their ads got to me, so I rarely ever click on them, because our phones these days, they just mine on you, right? They go deep. If you click on an ad, guess what you're going to get for the next 14 years? You're going to get ads about that thing, right? I bought my son one of these pop-out wallet things. They're kind of cool for Christmas. And that's all I ever get now. I get ads all the time. And not just from one company, from like five different companies. And my airwaves are just flooded with all these ads about these kind of wallets that I already bought. And it wasn't even for me. It was for my son. And it was already purchased. So leave me alone, all right? So I don't like to click on the ads, because if I do, then I'm just going to get a whole bunch more of them. And I also don't want them to think that their ad got to me. And I know that's stupid. That's just my brain, okay? And so I just... Anyway, when people make a product, I think we've talked about this before, but when people make a product, they get together. Why companies get started as a overall big picture kind of a thing, the way I see it, is someone gets together or a couple people get together and they say, you know what? There's a need in humanity and we can make this product to help with that. I got an idea. If we could create this thing, it would help people. And then they make a whole company based upon making that product to help people. That's different. When I get an ad like that, that's different, because these people care about me. The reason I turn people off or shut them down, whatever the case may be, once I sense it's manipulation, in other words, they're not caring about me. They are only using me to get what they want out of life. Manipulation, right? In fact, the description for manipulation, according to the dictionary, is the action of manipulating someone in a clever or unscrupulous way. And this is the thing. It's not just manipulation, but it's doing it in an unscrupulous way. And unscrupulous means having or showing no moral principles, not honest or fair. And they're doing this because they are being selfish. They want that money so bad that they want you to do what they want you to do. They want that thing so bad that they are willing to be unfair. They're willing to be dishonest. They're willing to trick you, to be unscrupulous with you, to get you to go along with their plan. And that manipulation is just, it's one of the worst things, I think, out there. In fact, thousands of years ago, there's a Bible verse that takes the original word that their Bible was written in. Some translations will interpret the word as witchcraft. Other translations will interpret the word as manipulating others. So in other words, manipulation is like witchcraft. I mean, it isn't just someone trying to get their way. It's evil. And there's all sorts of levels of manipulation, right? And I need to get beyond this thing, because this isn't even the main point that I'm trying to get to today. But I just really wanted to bring it up because I think it's important that we spot when people are trying to manipulate us. And if someone's trying to get me to do something by manipulating me, It ain't going to happen. People, that's not the way to go with me. If you want to go with, get me to do what you want me to do, then you just need to be nice to me. You just need to say nice words to me or whatever, and I'm a sucker. I'll probably go along even if I don't want to. I will probably go along with it. But when I feel like you're only using me for your gain, you don't care about me. You just want to use me, and you don't care what how it affects me, how much money I spend on your product or whatever. I'm just not going to have anything to do with that, and I don't think we should either. When there's an ad out there that's using manipulation, don't give it the time of day. Don't continue that on. Don't let them have any success at all, at least from you, by clicking on that ad or purchasing that item. Even if I like the item, I would go look it up somewhere else, and I wouldn't click on it from that ad because I don't want... If someone is trying to manipulate me, it's evil. And I'm just not going to, because you don't care about me at all. You only care about me to get your things accomplished. And that's what happened today. I came across this ad, and you guys have probably seen it. If you have a mobile phone, or maybe you have to play games on a mobile phone, I don't know where the ad pops up, but I've seen this ad pop up many times. Well, I should say there's a picture of a grandmother on there, and it makes me mad. They're showing you a game, someone playing the game on the ad, and they can't get it. And the answer is so easy. I mean, the computer ad that they've got there shows a person who can't figure it out because they're stupid, but you're not stupid because you can figure it out. You see it right there. So they will get you to click on it and go, that's dumb. It's right there. That is like manipulation to me. It's like you're just trying to manipulate me to buy your product by making me feel like I'm smarter than that stupid person. And really, it's a computer. It's a bot. It's a thing that they wrote up to these people are paid a lot of money to get people to do what they want them to do, to make these ads, to get people to click. Clickbait's the same way. You know, they ask a question online about, you know, here's a picture of some movie star and it says something about death on there. And you're like, oh my, did that person die? And then you click on it. Don't ask me how I know that. Don't ask me how I know that. I just read about it. But and what I've read about is if you click on it, that person's not even in the video. It's not even about that person. And you're thinking this famous person, this actor or actress that you like, or this star that you really like that's very popular, it's intimating that they died to get you to click on that ad. And that's manipulation. It's not using truth. It's using dishonesty to get you to click on their product so that you will buy their product, so that you will see their view. And they don't care whether that product's going to help you or not. They only care that you spend your money, or that you click on it from their app, because then they get credit for how many people click on the ads from their app, you know, so then they can sell more ads, make more money, the whole deal. And if an ad is trying to use manipulation, just think through this with me. They don't care about me. They're only using me to get me to buy their product so they can put money in their bank account. If it's manipulation, they don't care about me. So why would I buy something from someone that doesn't care about me? If I had two salesmen walk up to my door and I felt one was manipulating me and one was just really saying, this product could really help you, it's up to you, no pressure. Manipulation pressures, right? People that use fear or anxiety or manipulation or make you feel like you're stupid if you don't do it. There's all sorts of ways to manipulate or to get to control somebody. But if they're doing that, they're not caring about me. And why would I buy something from someone who doesn't care about me? They only want my clicks or my whatever, my money, right? But if someone else comes up selling the exact same product, and you know what, they're kind, and they say, there's no pressure here. I mean, love is patient. And if someone is patient with you and they say, versus the whole, you have to buy this today, I only have one of these left. And sometimes they only have one left. But usually when they're like, you have to buy this today, there's only 15 more seconds for this ad. If you don't buy this now, it's no good. Well, then I'm not buying it then. If that's how you're going to play the game with me to try to get me to click on that ad, I am just not doing it. And I don't think any of us should be doing it, honestly. Let's not keep perpetuating that. Even if you're interested in that item, search for that item from a different page online and then find out the different way. But don't manipulation, don't fall for that. Even ads on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube or Facebook or any social media or whatever, or even when people are talking to you in person, if they're starting to manipulate you by being dishonest or they don't care about you, they just care about you doing what they want you to do, don't give that the time of day. It's evil. It's like witchcraft, at least according to the Bible in Galatians 5:20. It can be translated, that same original word can be translated either as witchcraft or manipulating others. So this ad came up today, and that's what it was doing. It had that picture. I was talking about the grandma with her arms folded, and she puts her hand, when the word isn't figured out, or the part isn't figured out, I've seen this same grandma on several different ads, okay? And when the computer can't figure it out, and it's a simple answer, she puts her hand on her head, and she shakes her head in despair, in disdain, in like, I can't believe. Like, do you understand what they're really trying to do there? They're trying to suggest that grandma's disappointed with you. Don't make grandma mad. And I'm like, I can't believe that they're using this, right? I can't believe that this is what they are doing. They are suggesting that if I can't figure that word out, grandma's disappointed with me, I better click on this ad because I don't want to make grandma disappointed with me. It cracks me up. But what really gets me is that when I think about people out there buying into that, like getting tricked by that ad, just because sometimes we're not even thinking about it. And I just want us to think about it today and ask the reason why someone is doing something versus what they're doing. Why is more important than the what, in my opinion, in a lot of ways, because if you figure out why they're doing it, that changes everything for me. Well, the end of the ad, it said that. It said, don't make grandma mad. And she's shaking her head at you like, you better buy this game. Don't make grandma mad. I mean, that's really what they're saying. But the ad started with, how old is your brain? And here's the main point. I'll get right to this. This won't take long at all. But how old is your brain? Because the older you get, the smarter you are, the wiser you are, and the more respected you are. But there's a lot of people out there trying to find the fountain of youth. They want to stay young. And all the young people will determine what the style is. And they'll determine, you know, if you're stupid or not by the clothes that you wear, because you're out of touch and you're still wearing clothes from back in the day. And but what that older person that's wearing clothes from back in the day brings to the table is all sorts of wisdom and all sorts of knowledge. And oftentimes we go retro. We go back to what our, you know, the song Thrift Shop by Macklemore, you know, talking about, I wear my granddad's clothes, right? Going to the thrift store and buying clothes from generations before us, and the lifestyle that our grandparents had, and we learn a lot from them. But yet there's still this thing where we're like, don't get old, don't get old. You got to stay young. You got to get the surgery. You got to look young. Do you the ads for, you know, cream to get the wrinkles away, or take the gray out of your hair, or whatever. But in some countries, they honor when you get old and you get the special seat at the table and they take care of you. And I'm not saying they don't do that in America, right? They do, but there's still a thing that we have, at least from where I stand, right? Where the young people is where it's really at. Yet when the young people get in trouble, where do they often go? They go to the old people. And the point I'm trying to make here is when it said, how old is your brain? They're trying to make it sound like it's a bad thing. And I understand, you know, we've got Alzheimer's and all sorts of things where sometimes our brains, it's good for us to keep our brains in healthy, right? Because when we get older, sometimes we can forget, and I tend to forget a lot more too, right? I tend to forget a lot of things, just like that grandpa who forgot his wife's name, right? So he's afraid to ask her. We can forget things. And there's nothing wrong with playing games that spark your brain and keep your brain healthy, right? But what I'm suggesting is, in this ad, they're trying to make it sound like an old brain is a bad thing. But I think an old brain is a powerful thing. People that are old, we can learn a lot from people that are older than us. It's not a bad thing to get old. It's an honored thing to get old. When someone is old, they have more wisdom. And so when they say, how old is your brain? We should go, my brain is 90 years old. My brain is 80 years old. My brain is 60 years old, and I'm proud of it. Because you know what? At 60, I've learned a lot more than I knew when I was 30 or when I was 20. You learn all sorts of character traits the older you get. And people that have done it right, when they're old, they're some of the nicest, wisest people that will help you in a pinch, that can help you get out of here. They might not be able to go out there and run around the block with you or change your tire or fix whatever, you know, physically around the house, whatever, but their brain is wise. And the older we get, the wiser we are. And I think that if we want to live a happy life, we need to find people that are older than us that are happy and pick their brains and find out from them. And unlike the ad who is trying to get me to think that having an old brain is bad, so I better buy this product, I better get this game because I don't want my brain to get old. Well, old brains are good brains. I probably should have started with that in this podcast. But that's it. An old brain is a great brain. And even brains that struggle with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, when they're in that state where that's not affecting them, the things that we can learn from them, we just need to ask the questions and start hanging out with them and stop making it look like the younger generation is the only generation out there that's worth getting their opinions. I mean, when you got someone who's been on the earth for 80 years and someone that's been on the earth for 20 years, and we're going to take the advice of a 20-year-old over the advice of the 80-year-old, or at least not listening to the advice of the 80-year-old, that does not make sense to me. So how old is your brain? Good. Good. And you know the good news? It's going to be older tomorrow, and it's going to be older next year. And if you do this thing right, and you live your life happy, you do your best to make other people happy, then when you get old, your brain, your wisdom, what you bring to the table is so valuable. And oftentimes, we want to shut the mouths up of the people that have all that value to bring. And I'm simply suggesting we ask them questions and we open up their mouths again. We get their opinions again. Having an old brain is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And I'm not making light of Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or any of these other diseases. That's not what I'm talking about right here. I'm talking about older people that have something to offer our society, and they're not going to stand up and demand it. They're not going to stand up and demand it. And oftentimes, at least in America, we're not going to allow them to demand it because we're not going to give them the time of the day. They're old. Look at the clothes they wear. Look at how irrelevant they are. They are very relevant. They have some things that can help us in a big way. If they've done it right, a little clue. If you want to have a good family, then find a grandpa or grandma that has a good family, that had a good family, and pick their brains. If you want success financially, then find someone older that has done finances well. Not one that has manipulated people to get to where they're at, but someone that has done finances well, that's still happy, that has money and is happy, because a lot of people that have money, they're not always happy, right? If money made you happy, then all rich people would be happy, right? But you find someone who's done well with money, but they've done well in life, and you pick their brains. If you're trying to figure out how to get in shape better, or what kind of car to buy, or any financial advice or any familial advice or mental advice, like if you find someone who just doesn't seem that's older, that doesn't seem to get the world rocked, by circumstances or whatever, sit down and find their voice, because their brain is powerful. Their brain can help you. Their brain can help us in a lot of ways. Having an old brain is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And I think that's a resource that we should be tapping into, especially if we want to live a happy life.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.
Thanks for listening. I hope that helped.
And you will be happy too.
Remember, life isn't always perfect, but that doesn't mean it can't be happy.
D-Base.